Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning. Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host with my co-host on the line, Brother Daniel. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Internet.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Blog Talk. We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Welcome to Street Talk. We can be reached by dialing 310-982-4126, 310-982-4126. Hello. On tonight, we will be talking about the life we live and room for change. Hello, I have a couple of callers online. Say hello on tonight, callers.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Okay. We were talking about the life we live in. Is there room for change? Do you all believe that there's room to change in our life?
Yeah.
Okay, when you say yes, can you share? Hello, callers. Hello, callers. Hello, callers.
Hello.
I have a caller at 0738. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I was trying to see, we were talking about life and is there room for change. Do you believe that there's room for change in our lives today?
Yes, I do believe there's room for change. I think change is constant. You know, life is evolving. You know, you make life how you want to. You know, you have to always consider that change is evident. So, you know, whatever is bad or good, you know, change is going to occur regardless.
Yeah, I believe in that. I believe in that. In life, we all meet new people and do different things. And when governing ourselves, I feel like there's room for change anytime. And in the Bible, it teaches us that there's room for change as well. Do you agree or disagree?
I do agree entirely, but sometimes change is sometimes it can be dramatic, and some people don't understand change, and therefore when change presents itself, you know, they're not comfortable with it, you know, so that they're so stuck in the old or, you know, not adapting to the new, that change could be scary. So you got to look at change as an opportunity for it to be relevant in your life.
When you say relevant in your life, you're saying change becomes scary. What do you mean? Like, can you share with the callers what you mean when you say scary?
Yes, I can, because, you know, fear is something that's unknown. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. So therefore, when I say that change is scary, because some people don't like to be stuck in the same situation they are. So when they see something different, you know, or they're unknown, you know, they fear it. You know what I'm saying? And change is sometimes it can be unknown. So it can be, you know, like I said, it can be both ways. It can be, you know, good and bad. It's all in the heart of the beholder or the mentality of the person that's brewing the change.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. When people, when dealing with people, when dealing with life issues, sometimes people are afraid of change. I agree with you on that. But when you're dealing with people, you have to understand that things change every day. And when you're dealing with a person, no matter what the life situation is, you have to learn that change is okay at some point in time. Some people feel like how can I put it? Some people are afraid of change because they're scared that if they change, how people will look at them, or how people would judge them, or how people would, other people would feel. But I feel like if you're changing in a positive, manner, nobody's worried about how, if you're changing in a positive manner, you don't have to worry about if a person is going to judge you, because nobody's able to judge you, period. You know, dealing with change, if you change to something positive, you'll be respected by a positive change. You know what I'm saying? And if you change for something negative, you know, you're going to get negative feedback. But if you change for something positive, I feel like you should just go with it. Do you all agree or disagree? I have a couple of new callers online. Caller is 7561. You can say hello on tonight.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Can you introduce yourself?
James.
Hey, James. Caller at 2991. Can you say hello on tonight?
Hello. How y'all doing?
We're fine. We're fine. We're online speaking about change, and in life, is there room for change? You know, when people decide that they want to make a change in their life, sometimes people are afraid to change because of different life situations. And a guy was sharing that when you change, sometimes it's scared. Some people feel scared. You know, people are scared of the change, you know.
Mm.
And so people feel like if they change, then how people would look at them or something like that. Would you share with the other callers what you were saying? Because I don't know if they were online when you were saying that, sir. Would anybody else like to share anything about change in your life? Okay. Well, what I would like to share is a couple of Bible verses that I had came into contact with about change. Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I feel like God wants us to change. He plans on us to change. He encourages us to change. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I feel like you can take that with you and go. Do anybody have anything that they would like to share on tonight about any situations, life changes that they've had, that they've encountered?
Nope. I'm gonna talk about my mom.
You said you were gonna speak about your mom? Well, I have a situation that I would like to share with you all on tonight. Well, I have a new caller as well, 8728. Say hello on tonight.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm extremely good.
Okay, we were talking about life changes on tonight. We were speaking in reference to We were talking about the life that we live in. Is there room for change in your life? And some people were saying that sometimes when you're deciding to change, some people are afraid to change, and sometimes it may be scary when you're trying to change. You know, you might consider that situations are different, and you know, like when you're trying to change, another person might feel like they don't want to change because they're afraid to change. So, what is your outlook on that situation?
Well, you know, everybody can't do it because, you know, some people, you know, you gotta, you can't want nobody to want something that they don't want. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're afraid of it, then, you know, that's just like, I'm going to use this for example. I use myself. I remember when I was a kid, I was going to school, and I was always afraid to go to the next grade. You know what I'm saying? When I was in kindergarten, I didn't want to go to first grade. You know what I'm saying? I was intimidated by things that I knew that were good for me. I just didn't want them. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people know that something changing your life could be good for you. They just ain't ready for it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's like that old saying where old people say, you can show a horse what water is, but you can't force them to drink it. I can tell you all day long that changing your life is a good thing, but you got to want it just as bad as I might want it for you. I might want a good, fresh life, but if you don't want it, I can't force you to want it. It's just like what you just got to read a while ago. You can't force something on a person that they ain't ready for. A lot of people are scared of change.
That's what he was saying. He was saying that sometimes when you're trying to change, you're
it's hard.
People are scared of it.
It's going to be hard. I'll say this to sum it up. And I didn't hear what he said, but I'm going to say this. Let's say this. I'm going to use this for example. That, you know, let me say this right. You know, excelling is a very great thing, but some people are afraid to excel knowing that, you know, if you look back in the mirror, a lot of things like us growing up, you know, we knew that, you know, because, like being a parent, you said, oh, man, life's going to change. You got these kids, you can't do the same thing you've done no more. But at the same time, with my experiences, I'm going to use me for myself. My thing is, I have a lot of kids, so I do what I make my do what I call a daddy roll call every day. You know what I'm saying? I call and check up on the older ones, and I check up on the young ones. Sometimes I have so many things going on, I can't do it. Like I said, I'm not God, I can't be in everybody's house. But I don't try to make myself, I can't handle myself. At the same time, where this is like, you know, a weight and a barrier, I know that these things, I have to do it because I want to do it. And me being an adult and saying to myself that the things I've done then, I kind of reflect and I look at it and I tell my kids, hey, I've done what you do, what you try to do, so what you think you're doing, you're not really getting away with it. I've been there, so let me tell you this. Don't think that you're doing nothing that I haven't done yet. The only thing is, the game may change, it's just some different players. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know, some people say, oh, man, you're going to church now, you know what I'm saying? Well, true enough, us as people, our people always with the church, and we knew this was going as a kid. So you start this, you'll go back to it. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like you don't know right from wrong. Sometimes we just choose to do wrong things, but at the same time, that light bulb comes on to say, here's a warning, you got to do something a little different. So, you know what I'm saying? If somebody don't want you to change, then, or you don't change the thing, then you get it.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, everybody, you know, like, remember a while back when we said, if I know something good to tell my friend, then I should pull them in on it, then that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's the situation. If I know something good, I'll be like, say, friend, don't do that, I don't think that you should do that, you know what I'm saying, because everybody can't be, you know, just different, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be something that they
got. I get what you're saying on that. And I understand that sometimes people are afraid to change because of how people are going to look at them, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, but so you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, what you can't perceive that, but you can't help that. That's natural. That's gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying. You can't help what a person is going to see you as. You have to want the change for yourself, and you have to continue the change regardless of what other people see, because if God instills a change inside yourself, first of all, God instills a change in you, you know, you have to want the change, and you have to go forward with the change, because if you don't, stuff in your life will start to stand back, you know what I'm saying? You'll start getting, your life will go on a standstill, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, I you know what, Ray? And I'm gonna say this, and not to cut you off in this situation.
Go ahead.
You know, like some people say that, you know, like just say, like, you know, it's $1 million right there. And you know, you got the move to make it. It's right there in your face. But you can't really touch it. It's God saying, hey, I'm going to bless you with this, but you got to do something to get it. It looks like an easy venture, but you're not going to get it unless you do something different for it. You follow what I'm saying?
You know, all day long, you say, here goes $1 million.
But God said, I give it to you, you know what I'm saying? But this is what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to correct some things and make things right. It's just not going to fall into your lap. It's going to be a task to come with. So you got to say, if I got to correct some things in my life to get to this earth, then that's what I might need to do. And that's what I need.
Yeah, I like what you're saying.
That's what I need. I ain't gonna say small terminology. I'm gonna do what I think is best for me to excel. Because if I keep on going looking back at yesterday, then I will never see tomorrow. If I look at yesterday, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is what I gotta look forward. I know I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. Friday night is pretty much done. Friday night 2016, today you ain't gonna March the 4th, you'll never see that again. You're going to live to March the 5th, 2016, and you ain't going to see that if you don't get to it. And that's just from the book of Doughboy. So, you know, you prepare yourself, say, hey, man, this could happen, but I got to work on this to make that happen. That's just me. Everybody might not see it like that, but that's just how I look at it. If you don't clean up what you messed up, then you ain't going nowhere.
I agree with you on that. And I understand what you're saying. And like you said, when you're going through something, you'll know it. Only you and God knows what you set up, you know. Like when you set those for yourself, only you and God knows exactly what you're wanting and what you're asking him for, you know what I'm saying? So when you ask God for something, he allows you to do the things that he'll open the doors up for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God will open the doors up for you when you ask him for something. But you have stumbling blocks. You're going to always have stumbling blocks, you know, because that's just life. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, if you're willing to change, there's always room for improvement in your life, you know. And I encourage anybody that wants to change, especially if it's in a positive manner, because we need people to love each other and to care for one another in today's society, you know, and dealing with each other, we encounter different aspects of life every day, right? And, like, when we meet new people and when we go into our old friends, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing something and you see one of your old friends, they remember who you used to be instead of who you are now. They don't know, you know, because they haven't been around you. Right? Y'all see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't know where you are in life because they haven't been around you, right? So I feel like everybody is entitled to change for good for you. You know what I'm saying? But don't be afraid to share your change with other people that's around you, because other people will encourage you if they're right with themselves. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Well, other people are supposed to encourage you, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to change for the better or change for the good. But also change is that's been my New Year's resolution since like 2007. So it's not, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this change, you know, and it's always trying to change for the better, you know what I'm saying? But with change, sometimes, you know, especially when you're trying to change for the better, like I can't remember what he was speaking about earlier,
for, you know, using as a metaphor for saying, God, I got a million here for you. But you got to do, see with that change, especially when you're trying to change positive or do something better than what you're doing right now, you have to let some things go. And when I say some things, that's also include people and places. You got to let some things go. Because in order, if you asking God for something, especially for us like with change, you got to give up some things. And
sure.
if those people want to say or look at you different or judge you or ridicule you or anything because you're trying to change and better yourself, then they got to look within their hearts and themselves. That's between them and God then. Because that's between you and God. You took something between you and God. And if they want to speak down, ridicule you on something that you took up with God, that's between them and God. They got, every person got to search their own heart then. It's just like me. I don't go around a lot of the old people in places that I used to be around. You know what I'm saying? Now, they still, my love ain't gone. My love is still there. You know what I'm saying? But I got to change for me. And that's something that I took. That's a covenant. That's the best way to put it. That's a covenant that I took within God. And I have to stick with it. And I have to work on it also. So as I'm striving for this change, you know what I'm saying, for it's like anybody, this is just me, or is anybody sitting up here saying anything, you can speak and talk all day, you know what I'm saying, I really care less about that. Because my main focus is what I, this covenant that I took with God. And like I said, it's always change. I love change. That's like the number one thing in my life right now, because I always try to change better, because I'm always being tested. And I feel my tests are from God, you know what I'm saying? Because for one, the devil, of course, the devil, bad is going to always happen. Of course, the devil is always working. And like it says in the Bible, it don't say it exactly, but you, if you read between the lines, you know what I'm saying? Before anything bad or whatever, the devil have any access to you, he has to come to God. And at the same time, that's when God going to grant it. But that's the test of your faith. You know what I'm saying? All faith is going to be tested. All faith must go through the fire. Greater faith require greater test, you know. So everything, it's going to be some bad things, but you don't supposed to let those things affect that. And with the covenant that you took up with God, you got to stay focused on that. The light is what I like to look at it as. And just keep striving. Because you're going to have some pitfalls. You're going to have some bad moments. You're going to have some crisis, family crisis, and all those type of things. You got to keep striving for the covenant that you made with God. And it changed, like I say, it's a change with me. So I'm trying to change for the better. I'm trying to focus more on getting me right with God instead of this world. Of course, somebody's going to be like, oh, he didn't change. Oh, he didn't got weak. He didn't got soft. You know what I'm saying? But that's you. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, that's why I say judge, not that you judge, that you be judged first. While you're saying these things about me, you're looking at a mirror. That's in you. So it don't bother me. I just stay focused on what I'm trying to change, you know what I'm saying, as far as on the inside of me, getting me right with God. Because I'm talking about ain't nothing better than that, you know what I'm saying? But this world, you know what I'm saying, what I always speak on, is so many things that's going to distract you. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's all tests. There's so many things that's going to distract you. You know what I'm saying? That's going to keep you.
Yeah, there's
going to
be distractions no matter what. There's going to be distractions no matter what. That's what we all agree on. We all know that there's going to be distractions no matter what you're trying to do in life. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to agree with you on that. There's going to be distractions no matter what you go through in life. And people have to understand that you have to just keep going, keep striving, no matter what. I mean, change, like you were saying earlier, you spoke about there's going to be some places that you're not going to go anymore. There's going to be some people that you have to cut off in your life.
Yeah, when
you're
going through
change. But at the same time, I feel like you can still encourage the people that you're around to change as well if they see that you're changing. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I put it? Like, when somebody's going through something, right, a lot of people say, go on with your life and just cut everybody off, right? I don't believe in that. We all have our different viewpoints, right? I don't believe that you have to cut everybody off in order to change, because God moves through you, and he's going to, maybe those people that you're around you need to be around, you know what I'm saying, in order to change, you know what I'm saying, because he may be leading you to change something within them too. So don't cut yourself off from everybody because you're going through something.
It's,
so you
not,
need
it's not so much as it's not so much as cutting yourself off from the world or everybody. You don't have to socialize with somebody in this world. So it ain't so much as cutting off.
But
you
I'm
have
saying,
to branch out also sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
you have
to
branch out.
Nobody.
It's a big world. Huh?
Yeah, you have to branch out. Yeah, I agree with
you,
you on that.
You have to branch out.
Well, hold on. We have, a couple, new, we have a couple new callers online as well. 0945.
Like,
say hello on tonight.
Hello. I would like to have input on the conversation.
How everybody doing?
You said hello, 0945. Say hello on tonight.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm new to this.
Okay. Welcome to Street Talk. 8728. Say hello on tonight.
I'm back. I got disconnected.
Okay. I didn't want to. I want y'all to continue with the conversation. I just didn't want to. I wanted to let everybody know that their mics was on. Y'all can speak at
okay.
any time. Caller is 0738. Go ahead. 0738, you can go ahead.
All right, thank you. I would like to drop some input on the conversation here that I was listening to, and everything is I like the feedback that everyone's giving, but I would like to let the person know one thing that they're not understanding. Change. See, change is so good because change is experience. Once you change, that means you done went through something, you know what I'm saying? And when you do something, you done learn from it. See, change is part of life. See, and to me, life represents lessons. See, I have an abbreviation for life, and life is lessons, inspirational for elevation. So if you don't change for the good, then you're really not changing at all. Because see, you become stagnant. You know what I'm saying? You're not elevating in life.
Mm-hmm.
So to go through change is imperative, and it's important because the only thing you strive to go for is to go through change. You have to go through heartache to get to where you need to go on. So that change is relevant, and it's going to happen. It's essential to life. It's essential to growth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to me, man, change is important, and you need to have it, and it's constant. You know what I'm saying? You're either going to be stagnated or you're going to elevate. You know, so like I said, man, you know, change is experience, and experience is life to me. And life represents lessons, inspirational for elevation.
I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you for sharing. You all can continue the conversation. 7561, do you have anything else that you would like to add to that conversation?
No.
8728?
I just think that, you know, that it's really firm what everybody's saying, you know what I'm saying, because it's like this. If we don't believe in ourselves to make the next move in life, then who's going to do it? You know what I'm saying? Change is really what you want. You know what I'm saying? And the things around you, nobody don't want to see you grass and grow, then they don't need to be around you, period.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just it. You know what I'm saying? Because just puts you this way, you know, that old saying where people say, well, God got for you, nobody can take away. So if God wants you to put you in that certain area to see you grass, like my man used the word a while ago, covenant. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be, you know, God put us in to cultivate the earth, and that's part of the covenant that he wants you to do. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's with you ain't for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That goes back to what I was saying in Jeremiah 29:11 when it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God has plans for us, period, point blank, period.
Yeah.
Our own
we have
plans for ourselves, right? But God
but
has plans for us as
God
well.
Has given plans.
So our plans are very little to God's plans. I don't care what you plan on doing with yourself. God plans on using you for whatever he has set forth for you. So that being said, change is great. You know what I'm saying? And I encourage you all to continue in your everyday life. You know, when you meet people, you know what I'm saying? Your old friends, your new friends, meeting new people and everything is good. You know what I'm saying? And going out into this world of everyday life, you know, we meet new people and we encounter differences, right? And we look back on our past and we know where we've been at. And I encourage you all to just keep pushing forward, you know what I'm saying? And so many people in today's life don't take they take for granted the life that we live, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, you know, we can just chill, you know? I said to myself that this year I was going to stop using the word I'm chilling on it, you know, because chilling on it is not a good thing all the time. You know, you have to prosper, you know what I'm saying? You have to, it's room for growth in everyday life. And when you meet people, I feel like you're not supposed to be scared to say different things to them. You know, when you come into contact with people, you know, people are afraid to even just speak to people nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And I find that very mind-boggling because you're supposed to be able to speak. You're supposed to be able to communicate. You know, communication is a very good thing. You know, God put us here to communicate with each other, you know. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Or y'all, you know.
Yeah,
God put us here to communicate. And people are losing communications every day. People are cutting people off, you know. Not going around family, not going around friends, not sharing, not caring. And I feel like that's not good. Hello, callers, street talk?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all agree, disagree?
I do.
Okay, I have dead silence.
Yeah.
Caller at 8728.
Now, you don't have to be a caller. I was agreeing with what you said. I was having feedback in my background, so I didn't want to talk over what you said. I agree with what you're saying because it makes sense. That's why I'm constantly getting that. You know what I'm saying? I believe in it. If we don't do nothing to benefit ourselves or the people around us, what good are we benefiting anybody in our own presence? So if I can't tell you something to help you excel in yourself, which is some moderation things that you know. Remember what I was saying? I'm going to say this. Remember I used this line last week where I said God talks to us every day. It's just we choose to listen to when he brings the conversation to us. Somebody probably, you was something you probably wanted to know that morning, and you didn't get it, the information till later on that evening. That's when God sent that person to say, you said, oh, well, I didn't think about it like that. That same topic that you were talking about, somebody else that you didn't even think about brought it back to you. God came and answered your question. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So, you know, that and that's why I tell people all the time, they be like, well, you know, I don't see this. But God didn't tell us to go see it. He's talking to you. The thing of it is, when are you going to listen? So, you know, we have to choose to grow. Some people just don't want to grow. It's like water in a plant. You know, eventually, if I put some seeds in there, then, you know what I'm saying, or put some seeds down on the ground, if I don't water it, it'll never grow. I can give you all the information all day long, but if you don't want to accept it, it's not on me. Growth ain't in everybody. Everybody don't want to exceed or excel, you know. And it's sad to say, some people don't even want to see you make it past the next level. They want to see you in the damn pit. But if you don't believe in achieving, each one reach one, teach one, no, there's no success going nowhere. God
yes,
got something to give for you, but if you look at somebody else and say, that ain't going to happen, that ain't the person that you need. Them people you don't need to be around.
See, that's what I meant when I said, then them people going to have to look in their heart then. You have to check yourself.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm
saying.
That's why I agree with what, that's why I said you said a while ago.
You got to look in your
heart.
Let me say this. I grew up in Highland Hill. I'm talking about it took me everything in my willpower not to, you know, to stop from going over there. You know what I'm saying? It was like a drug, an addiction to me. I had to be over there. I had to go over there. You know what I'm saying? Had to. And I'm talking about every time I go, it was always something bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing something bad, and half not got caught up in something. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
And it was to the point to where it started hurting. But I kind of pulled back. Now, what I mean, when I say this is that it's been like five, you know what I'm saying, I'm about like 5, 6 years, 7 years now, I haven't been in Hialeah. I'm talking about to where I'm not over there every damn, you know, every day. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm not over there every day. Now, if I go over there, you know what I'm saying, these people I grew up with, I hung around. If I go over there, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't been over there in this length of time, and they love or they feelings toward me didn't change, they wasn't real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't supposed to be around them anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I can agree with you on that notion, too, because my dad, matter of fact, I kind of grew up in Hialeah, too. But when I go, like, my dad's still on the other part where, Tioga and all that is, on the part where Leland College and all that is. Well, when I go over there, I see people from, like, when I was a kid, now I'm almost 40, I see them kids, and when they see me, they be like, hey, man, where you been at? I'm like, I've been around, you know what I'm saying? Now, if something, if I was to take a demise, somebody probably would have told you. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in different areas because when my mom and dad separated, I just stayed somewhere everywhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I go to my daddy's house, I just go to my daddy's house just to visit, and I'm there for a couple of hours, and I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? But that to make a long story short, I agree with what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got to go out of the box. Like, I love being in East Dallas on Diamond where I grew up at. But I don't go every day. You know what I'm saying? I try to go once or twice a week because I know if I keep myself there, I'm going to want to get back to being old me, and it's kind of a hard thing.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I love where I grew up at. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we all have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to go out of the block sometimes.
Jesus left where he grew up at, where he was born and stuff. He could have been out there.
That don't make you no difference. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it. Now, if Jesus left, you know what I'm saying, Jerusalem, or wherever he was in these different parts of time, he didn't ever stay in no one spot. But he, you know what I'm saying, he knew he had to go other places to let other people know, hey, this is the business of what we're doing. If people heard about the outside of it, what kind of person would Jesus have been?
Let me say this real quick. Now, like I said, I haven't been over there in that length of time. Now, when I go around certain ones, it's love. It's, hey, what's up? It's daps, hugs. You know what I'm saying? What you mean? I miss you. You know what I'm saying? I love you. You know what I'm saying? It's not this old nose turned up. Oh, you been MIA. All that type of stuff. It's love. And it'll be the same way if I ain't seen, you know, I got family members. I have family, my blood. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen in 21, 22 years. You know what I'm saying? And these is like my hood, people I grew up with. Now, when I go to my hometown, Louisiana, and these people I haven't seen in 21 years, some of them weren't even born when I left. And I'm talking about this, it's love. So why should it be different? See, for us, like when we change and we trying to do this, and you were saying earlier, boy, about some people don't want to see you excel, you know what I'm saying, do good or woo. Like I say, people got to search their heart, because I can, me, you know what I'm saying, in the Bible speaks about 7 gifts. I think I realize you got to figure out which one is yours. I think I kind of sense, because now, since I got a little older, I listen to people's hearts more than what comes out their mouth, you know. And if my heart don't feel right, you know what I'm saying, if I sense something, my heart feel uncomfortable around a place or people or whoever I'm around, I got to get somewhere. I got to get that peace back in there that I've been having. I can't lose that peace because I worked, I did this, I let these things go, I stopped doing these things to get it. So say, sometimes if I go back around there and if I start losing it, that means I have to move around. It ain't saying I don't love y'all, I don't like y'all, I'm better than y'all. I don't need to be around y'all. It's something that I made with God that I have to stick to. You know what I'm saying? And when I step outside of that boundary, you know, boom, that's when the devil has that door open. Now, well, I'm going to say like that. That's when I leave the door open for the devil. Say it like that. Because I done stepped outside me and God's covenant that I made with him. So I have to stick to that. That's my change. That was a part of my change. You know, those things, man. Like I say, it's, in this world is harder because it's so much. But we human, though. We just men. We going to make mistakes. We going to fall. You know what I'm saying? We all going to fall short of his glory anyway because we will never reach perfection.
I agree with you on that. And I encourage you to keep on staying positive because you already know your relationship with God and nobody else knows it. And going around your old friends and things of that nature, like you said, maybe there's something that you do not supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
So, it ain't so much I'm supposed to do. It ain't so much I'm supposed to do. What it is I don't supposed to give. I guess if, because, you know, let me say this one word. It's called love. You know what I'm saying? God says, you know what I'm saying, you know, he's a jealous God. Put nothing before him, such and such all is right here. See, when we love, you know, you can really do pretty much anything to love something. You know what I'm saying? Say like if I drank all day 24/7, that's love. I love to drink. You know what I'm saying? God can get jealous of those things. When I get to doing those things that I'm supposed to be changing or taking, getting away from, are not so much that old behavior, ways, places I'm going to. Like, I'm strip clubs. Like, I'm going back in strip clubs. And I haven't been in a strip club in over 9 years, and I'm not going. I've been tempted. I've been offered and didn't have to pay
you
nothing,
got,
but
you
I
be,
still
you
fight
gotta
it.
Be tempted.
Of course, you know, but I still...
You've
got to
be tempted.
That's how you know
that you're going
to
be changed.
Yeah, exactly. That's one battle I say that I'm fighting real good. You know what I'm saying?
I encourage you to keep on doing the right thing because that's how you know you're doing something right. When
yeah,
you have
but as far as me, if I got to see my people, though, if I got to see or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just to let them know, you know what I'm saying, because they know the old me, what I did, what I, you know, all the stuff I did, you know what I'm saying, but I want them to look at me in a way now to where it's like, that's good, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want it to be like, oh, it's soft, even though it don't matter, it don't bother me, but still at the same time, don't have those thoughts or those feelings in your heart toward me.
Yeah, you shouldn't have some kind of feelings in your heart about them people anyway, because you know that.
No,
you
I'm
don't
saying
dislike
them having
people.
It toward me. No, I'm saying if,
oh,
if
okay.
they have it toward me, you know what I'm saying? Not
oh,
not
okay.
me, because I know my heart. You know what I'm saying? I know mine.
Yeah.
But same.
You know
I'm,
your heart.
You know I got a homeboy. You know what I'm saying? He's doing good. I'm not going to sit up there and be like, ah, oh, you a sucker. You know, you go to church, you can change your life. Man, it's good, brother. You know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing. You're looking good, such and such. And it's gonna come from the heart. That same what's coming out of my mouth, or if not that, most of the time I use very few words now when I really speak to people and I ain't seen them or I see them now, babe. You know what I'm saying? And just my look alone should say enough. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly
that should
what
let
I
you know
was
right
trying
there.
To
you know
exactly
what, I'm
what I was trying to bring out earlier. Your look and your walk and your talk should be noticed by
yeah.
somebody else. You don't have to force it on somebody. Somebody should notice your change, and they should see it in you. So they'll know
mm-hmm.
already that you already changed.
They, let me
you
say
what
this.
Saying?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like I said,
keep
before,
going.
When you see that, it's in you too, because you're a mirror. What you see in others is in you. That's why everybody I look at. I don't care if somebody say that's the ugliest woman I ever seen. I'ma still try to find the beauty in her. I'ma still say she's beautiful. I'm still, because why? Because I want to see that I want that in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. That's
I
feel that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, I always try to look at the good in somebody. You know what I'm saying? I look for the good. Because why? Because I want that in me.
And that's a great thing to do because they said they, you know, you're doing to others that you know, you're doing to others that you want them to do unto you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you want to be treated,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, you have to learn to hold on just a second. With that being said, you want to treat people nice because that's what you're supposed to be doing. You know, Jesus treated everybody the same way that he wanted to be treated, right?
That, I'm gonna say it like that. That's what we supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not an
yeah.
individual thing. It's a lot of us.
Because one, I love my people. I love everybody. I love everybody. It ain't no color, no none of that. You know what I'm saying? I got to have, because, like I say, it's the mirror, the flesh, and love is in me. And that's how Jesus is.
Like
that's how
that.
God is. He's love, because he love us. So why
yeah,
we can't
God
love,
is love.
You know what I'm saying? Why we can't love?
God is love.
No matter what we
yeah.
do or what we going through or what we doing in this life, he still love us. So why we can't love someone when they looking like a bum or they what well, people say a bum, this, that. Why we still can't love them or whatever. Yeah, we can.
We can. We
I know
can't
I,
do
I,
that
I,
because...
I've been in my lowest, so I know I can't never... I can't look down on someone else. You know what I'm saying? So,
you're not
hey,
supposed to.
I can't.
We have a new caller. We have a new caller at 3657. Say hello tonight.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
We're fine. All right. We're fine. Thank you for calling Street Talk. We're online talking about life and is there room for change? Thank you for joining us. You can go ahead, James.
I'm pretty much through.
You pretty much through? Well, we've been on.
I'm listening. I've seen somebody have something.
Yeah, we've been on for a while now. I appreciate you all for calling on Friday nights. We're on every Friday night. I encourage you all to tell people to call. We're on here. You all can tell us what you all would like. If you have something on your mind, you can tell us what you would like to say as well. I have subjects that I would like to talk about, but you all can share anything that's on your mind on Friday nights from 8 to 9. That's what we're here for, each one teach one. And I encourage you all to just share whatever is on you all's mind. And we have a Facebook page as well that you all can go on and add as a friend. And anything that you all would like to share or speak about, you all can do that as well. I encourage you all to continue to call me every Friday night. Continue to call not just me. We're a family. Continue to call us on Friday nights. It's Street Talk. Every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at 310-982-4126. And you all can share the number. I would like everybody to call in. If you have something on your mind, have you all had any new experiences this week that you all would like to share? Anybody online want to say something that they encounter this week that they felt like was a struggle, that they would like to share, you know, anything? Accomplishment for this week? Caller at 0738, did you do anything this week that you would like to share on tonight that will motivate anybody else? Caller at 756. Go ahead.
No, not really, but I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, keep striving for the good, man, and stay positive, man, because, you know, that energy, man, is something that we always had, man. That's what elevates and changes. That's what helps everybody to, you know, stay positive aspects and continue to build from there.
That's good. Thank you for sharing. Caller at 7561. Have you went through anything this week that you would like to share with all the callers or anybody that's listening?
Not pretty much. Everything. Just focus on God, trying to get me straight with God more. Get closer to him. That's about it.
That's great. Caller at 3657, did you go through anything this week that you would like to share?
Oh, no. No, just keep going first.
Who is that, Miss
Peaches? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling. Why are you so late?
Oh, because I was in the shower, and then my grandbaby had my phone, so I didn't know that it was on it, and they got ready to leave. I had to get my other grandbaby to go in the room and get my phone out of there, because, you know, I couldn't get in the room in my chair, so...
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling tonight. We missed you. I know that you usually be the first caller online.
I know.
You usually be the first caller.
I was I almost didn't call when I looked at the time.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you for calling, though, because I like for you to call Street Talk. You're my friend.
No, friend. I'm eating, too.
You're eating? What are you having to eat on tonight?
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken. We would all like some orange chicken. Can you share?
Sure. Now, come on out here to Mesquite. Y'all welcome.
You said come out to Mesquite. We're welcome. We would appreciate it. But we're not going to come out there on tonight. I would like to just tell you all, keep encouraging each other and keep sharing each other's, keep encouraging each other. And if you come into contact with anybody else that you know that's struggling with a change, somebody that's trying to change themselves and they're scared to change, like y'all was saying earlier, people are scared to change. And, you know, people are afraid when they're trying to change, like y'all said earlier. And they come into contact with their old friends and they're scared, you know, to share that they've changed. And so what I would like to say is being a friend, first of all, just encourage them that change is good and, you know, stir a person in the right way, you know, if you can. And I appreciate everybody that called on tonight. We have 8 minutes left. We have 8 minutes left on Street Talk. I appreciate everybody for calling. I would like to share the fact that I'm trying to change myself. I've been studying the Bible, as you all know. I'm trying to learn what God wants me to do. So with that being said, I'm not scared to say that I'm changing. And I'm not afraid to go around any of my friends. I'm not afraid to share what I've learned, because if I've learned something, I feel like God has told me to share it with whoever I come into contact with. I'm not going to push it on nobody. I'm not going to pressure nobody with it. But if I know it and I don't share it and I don't use it in my everyday life, I'll be just studying for nothing, you know?
And you're held accountable.
With that being said, you said what? I'm sorry.
You're held accountable, because if you know the information and you don't share it with the person that needs to be fed that, then you're held accountable for it. That's part of your action.
I know that. So now that I've been learning, I know that I'm held accountable. So I'm going to share it. So when I come into contact with people, don't feel like I'm a stranger, because I am still the same person that you all know. But with that being said, I'm learning. So don't be ashamed to share your experience that you're going through. Don't be afraid to share that you're learning about God, because God is not like a disease or nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's merely gaining a self-conscience and learning how to deal with yourself and learning everyday life. Because ain't nothing that we do on these streets that didn't happen already in the Bible. And I'm learning that while I'm dissecting the Bible and reading the Bible, you know, I'm learning myself that everything that's going on in this world went on before. And there's nothing that we can hide from God. And the rule book of life is the Bible in real life. And I just want to share that with anybody that can hear this voice on tonight. That, hey, ain't nothing that you doing didn't go on already. So there's nothing you can hide. You don't have to be ashamed of anything. And I feel like you can come to anybody's and just share. Talk to each other. Learn to talk. Communication is a very big part of life. Love is a very big part of life. God put us here to love each other and to care for each other and to share with each other. And each one teach one. I tell everybody that every day. And I just encourage everybody, don't be scared because a person go to church. If a person go to church, that don't mean that they going to a place where, how can I put it, I ask some of my friends sometimes to go to church with me, right? And they tell me, I'm not going to go to church with you. And I say, why come I can go to the clubs with you, but you can't go to church with me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I can go to the club, I can go to church. So
that's right.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, that I'm getting something good. If I'm getting something good, if I'm your friend, I want you to get something good too. So I'm going to try to share that with you. So don't feel some type of way if I come into contact with you and I say, hey, you want to go to church with me this Sunday, or if you want to go to the Bible study with me, you know, don't be scared to do that because I'm still the same person that I was that you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, we all living a day-to-day life, and we all have to get better. So, hey, we have 4 minutes left. Do anybody else want to share anything else?
Yeah,
how
you doing?
I was just going to say, if it's somebody you be around, and with me, if I'm around you and you don't want to hear about God or you don't, you know, then I don't feel too comfortable myself anyway. If you don't,
whoa,
you know, not interested in God, then I don't. So, hey, I mean, that's kind of, you know. I mean, I know you don't have to be saved and all that, but, you know, if it bothers you to hear about God, then I really don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
Am I wrong
right
for that?
That's right. You're not wrong for that. I don't feel like you're wrong for that. We have Tamika wanted to say hello to you on tonight, Dawana.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm great, grateful now.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you are. You in good health?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's good.
Yep.
Thank you all for sharing and caring. That's another friend that we all are around as well. Thank you all for calling Street Talk on tonight. We have 2 minutes left. I encourage everybody to call in next Friday night. If you all would like suggestions on what you all would like to talk about during the week, you can inbox me or text me with something that you encounter in your everyday life, and I can make it a subject.
Okay.
Do y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if y'all would like to talk about something, don't be afraid to share with me what y'all would like to talk about, and I can make it a subject on Street Talk.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all for calling tonight, and be sure to call next Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126, 310-982-4126, and I appreciate everybody for calling. And I want to say God is love, and I want to tell you all, don't forget to pray during this week. And I encourage you all to, what would I encourage you all to do this week? I encourage you all to share something new with somebody. Is that an agreement?
Yeah, that can happen.
And also have more faith in your own people.
And Tamika said have more faith in your own people.
Whoa.
Oh, thank you, Tamika. You're such a good person, Tamika.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all for coming to Street Talk.
Thank
you all for Street Talk tonight, and I would like to say good night. Good night.
God bless y'all, and may each and every one of y'all have a prosperous weekend. And may God watch over each and everyone's family.
Thank
you.
Amen. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray those things. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Ready, call me.
I will.
All
All right, call me.